is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it's Monday. Let's get to it. It's a work week ahead and so much to get done. This hour brought to you in part by Mesa. Good health, good business, and great schools. Yeah, Mesa. This hour's sponsor here on the Steve Gruber Show. If you'd like to join the conversation, the phone number, the hotline number is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. In fact, Brian is on the line in southern Michigan right now. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Man, I'm heading right towards the Bermuda Triangle right now.
Really?
Shooting's going on. It's like, oh, crap. Hopefully yeah. I don't get shot at because I got an interview today. So, anyways, I'm interviewing with Lowe's, and I worked my tail off to get my Class A CDL. And on Friday, I went down to the Secretary of State, and I did my hazmat, and I got to go get fingerprinted and all that nonsense. There's a lot of stuff you got to go through to be a professional truck driver, Steve.
Yeah, I understand that. Plus, then you're in charge of it. And then, of course, the price of fuel and so forth you have to contend with. Right now, fuel is good, of course. I hope you don't get shot at down there. You know, again, I was talking about this earlier. What could you possibly do to protect yourself? I mean, we wouldn't do anything differently. Random shootings along the highway. We've been through this before back in 2012, but just spooky.
Yeah, it is. There's too many weird people out there nowadays, Steve.
Yeah, just a spooky situation. Well, Brian, I wish you the very best and congratulations on getting all the work done to be an over-the-road driver. I appreciate the support. I guess you'll be all over not just southern Michigan from now on. Maybe you'll be elsewhere calling in.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. You have a
all
great
right.
day, Steve.
You too, Brian. Thanks for checking in. Again, the phone number here is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. That highway shooting, dating back into July. You know, we've been through this before, like we said. Raleigh Castile of Wixom was taking shots at people along I-96 between Detroit and Lansing back in 2012. He was finally caught and then convicted in January of 2014. He's likely to spend the rest of his life behind bars, a long prison sentence, and who knows if he ever gets out. This incident currently, several incidents, at least about half a dozen, along I-94 and I-69, nobody's been injured thus far, but it's just random, you know, and what a mess. What an absolute mess. Of course, we'll keep you an eye on that if anybody else starts pulling the trigger. One of the sources I go to on a regular basis in prepping for this program is The Hill. TheHill.com seems to be a pretty reasonable source for politics and so forth. And The Hill has just released its rankings of the 2016 Republican candidates for the first time as the race cranks up to a new level of intensity with debate season underway, at least for the Republicans. Debate season for the Democrats doesn't start until Halloween or something like that. But anyhow, Donald Trump, as you can imagine, leading the race, which is pretty impressive. The Hill did not even rank Trump when the field was first assessed in May, and he came in eighth in the last version in July. So elites continue to scoff at Trump, but he is arguably the front runner for the nomination at this point. Trump has held the lead in national polling averages since mid-July and has not come close to relinquishing it. He tops polls in the first three key states of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. His ratings were not dented by the furor that surrounded his performance in the first Republican debate. That was back on August the 6th, and his, you know, battles back and forth with Megyn Kelly seemed to only, you know, bolster his ratings. You know, so he continues to to do very well. Former Governor Jeb Bush has fallen from first to second in this rankings by the Hill. And here's the reason I really want to point this out to you. In number three position is the guy I have been telling you for a very long time is the guy to watch, and that's Governor John Kasich of Ohio. He's moved up from being ranked 10th in July to number three on the Hill's poll. They say he is number two in New Hampshire. He will do very well there, and he will beat Jeb Bush. So his critical move is John Kasich's is being made right now. Sure, we'll go back to the hotlines right now. Alex tells me Mark is on the line in Weberville today. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Love your show. I'm really curious what your opinion is on Barack Obama's been heard on TV and on the news as well, is that he's not going to give up the seat of the presidency. My personal opinion is that with him being a member of the Islamic Brotherhood and not wanting to give up the presidential seat, what is your opinion on he may call on his Islamic Brotherhood to invoke an EMP over the United States, invoke martial law, and not give up the seat on the presidency?
Well, Mark,
as it
you.
Is right
thank
now, Pakistan's running dry runs up and down the southern part of Mexico and Texas with empty
freighter ships. Let me answer the question here, Mark. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much for the call. To be quite honest with you, I don't take those notions seriously at all. As you may recall, the same things were being said about George W. Bush, that he would declare martial law and would not give up the presidency and so on and so forth. So before I get too far down that rabbit hole, I'll just say, no, I don't buy that. I don't think it's likely at all. In fact, I think it's nearly impossible. Now, could I be proven wrong? Sure. But I don't believe that he's going to call to arms any such brotherhood of any such thing. Again, the same things were said about George W. Bush. He was never going to leave office. He was going to declare martial law. And even back, I heard, you know, these sorts of things were said about Bill Clinton as well. But it seems to me with each passing year on the internet that these sorts of these stories, these conspiracy theories, if you will, are put out there to frighten people. And I don't know to what effect. But there you have it. And there's my answer. No, I don't take it seriously, and I give it zero credibility. But I appreciate you calling in. The phone number here is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. And that's not to say I don't find many issues with the president. I do, as you well know. But I, you know, in order to stay in office, it would take a lot of hard work. Well, let's be honest, he doesn't want to work that hard. He'd rather go play golf as the former president without any of the pressure and all of the perks. And that's the truth. He can go golf and have a Secret Service detachment. You know, his Secret Service detail can run him around and take him golfing every day, and he can have fine meals and do whatever and have none of the pressure. Pretty simple. All sorts. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Back to discuss the Todd Corser, Cindy Gambrett scandal right here on the Steve Gruber Show after a quick break.